I missed out on like 4 years of my life because I was so worried about what I looked like.
I got to the emergency department and the nurses said, you're lucky you're here.
As confident as I seemed, deep down I was still very, very insecure, constantly sort of replaying interactions with people in my mind.
The last 2 years have been hard on everyone, but for young people, it was already hard.
Before COVID-19, almost half of Australians aged 18 to 24 were experiencing moderate to high levels of psychological distress, and this has been on the rise for years.
Sense of everyone's watching me, everyone's thinking about what I look like, and they're all negative things.
You feel like you're quite alone often.
And the pandemic has only made it harder. The OECD says the COVID-19 crisis has turned into a mental health crisis for young people.
March hit and everything flipped onto its head. I was already disadvantaged prior to the pandemic.
Yeah, there was the camps, the graduation, you know, your formals. So we missed a lot of that. That was also really tough on our mental health.
I'm Jewel Topsfield.
And I'm Sophie Aubrey. And from The Age and Sydney Morning Herald, this is the podcast about mental health in young people through the pandemic and beyond.
It's called Enough.
Enough stigma.
You're enough as a person. You're worth it.
Trying as hard as I can, I think that's enough.
I am enough.
Young people tell us, in their own words, what's going on for them and how they're dealing with it.
Thinking like, I can do this. It's okay. You can do this.
If I am feeling quite vulnerable and all I need is a hug, I'll ask them for a hug.
And we ask, where to from here?
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. I know that's a really cheesy way of putting it, but from someone who's been at their absolute worst and is now at their absolute best they've ever been, it always improves.
Life isn't easy, but it's still worth it.
So subscribe to Enough wherever you get your podcasts.